Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home for your next Disney or Universal vacation, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. Let us book your next Disney vacation, Universal vacation, or any other vacation you can dream of at americantouristtravel.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal Studios, or anywhere else in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, the Wilderness Lodge, the Animal Kingdom, Old Key West, Saratoga, you know them all, guys. Contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at dvcrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up a stool.
Hey, Doug, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. We're going to have a little fun here on today's show. We're going to do our dining review that we've been doing on all the different resorts. And what we're going to do today is we're going to do a hybrid. We're going to do Saratoga Springs and Old Key West on the same show. How's that sound to you?
That sounds good. Combining two of my favorite resorts.
Yeah, we're going to be hopping on the boat up and down the Siskiyou River.
There you go.
Yeah, I get to enjoy multiple boat rides.
Yeah, that's what's cool about these two resorts, not only with Port Orleans Riverside and French Quarter, but on that same river, the Sasagula, as you mentioned. These two resorts are accessible to downtown Disney as well by those boats. So if you stay here, that's a added feature, and it's a great part of the amenities for these resorts.
Yeah, well, I truly believe that Disney Springs is to Saratoga Springs and Old Key West kind of like all the restaurants and all are at the Boardwalk and the Yacht and Beach Club are all, yeah. But we're doing it as what's exactly on property. But I think one of the selling points of Saratoga Springs and Old Key West, I think the visitation and the stay, like the capacity is going to be challenged once Disney Springs is fully operational. I think they're going to be more sought after, more desired resorts than they ever were in the next year.
Yeah, I agree, and I think that's that logic or that thinking was what made Disney or DVC not really invest very heavily in restaurants, particularly at Saratoga Springs. I mean, that's one of the big criticisms of that resort, and I guess the same could be said for Old Key West. They're very weak on restaurants, just generally speaking, but I think their proximity to downtown Disney, as you said, Doug, probably that was the thinking. This, you know, that folks just like over at the Boardwalk, although it's, you know, they're grouped together a lot tighter and it's, you know, easier or quicker to get there. I think they had thoughts that folks would go over to downtown Disney to, you know, enjoy the restaurants over there.
Well, to further your point, I think that's the other reason why Port Orleans French Quarter closed their main. They don't have a sit-down restaurant anymore because of Disney Springs, downtown Disney area. And I think boat rights isn't as booked as much as it should be because of Disney Springs. I mean, I would like to see a major restaurant go at Port Orleans, Riverside, and French Quarter area. I'd like to see something new there, but I'd also like to see something at Saratoga.
I would like
to see a nice resort, a nice restaurant.
Yeah, but I don't think you're going to. And you know, in my view, if they haven't done it yet, and with all the you know, the new restaurants coming online, the Boathouse and STK and all that stuff, you have so many, you know,
options.
You're going to have options and world class dining opportunities. You know, I
hop,
think
hop, skip, and a jump away.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the way they have it laid out now, the new boat ramp down there on the other side of I can never remember the name, where the volcano is there.
Rainforest.
Yes, thank you, Doug. Yeah, I mean, with the new boat ramp, I mean, you almost walk off of Saratoga Springs property and you're right onto a walkway and you're in Disney Springs. I mean, it's literally, to your point, almost it is connected now. So
yeah,
I think
the new bridges and everything, almost the walkways, it's absolutely gorgeous. And it's a nice way to walk off your meal.
Yeah, absolutely. Get a little walk in after you partake in a nice big steak dinner or something. But But yeah, we're gonna, to your point, Doug, we're gonna talk about the original restaurants or the dining
the options that both resorts have
that are there today, currently, and pretty much have been there since day one, as far as I know, in both of these. And that's the reason we combine them, because they're so limited that we didn't think we could get a whole show out of just one or the other. So that's why we kind of combine them together, because they're both, you know, the same from that perspective, and they're somewhat sister resorts in where they're located, right next to each other. So
yeah, they're right up the river, 10-minute boat ride, if that.
Exactly.
If you rented the boat yourself, you get there in 5, as long as you stay away from the lifeguards or the police, the Coast Guard, and the little what's those, the Boston Whalers that they
Boston
run up and down.
Whalers.
So,
yeah.
So I'm staying at Saratoga Springs with you, Dan. I decided I'm going to stay a couple rooms down. I don't want to be right next to you because I think I would get on your nerves. So I'll stay like 3 doors down from you.
All right. That's far enough away.
So, where are you eating breakfast at, my friend?
I am going to go over to Olivia's Cafe over at Old Key West. I've eaten here a half a dozen times over the years, and I like this place. It's not a bad little place. Again, if you're not a DVC member or staying on at this resort, or Saratoga for that matter, you may not even know about it, or you would have no reason to go over there. I don't think that it's a place where you would, you know, look at the choices you might have for breakfast, lunch, or dinner on a day down in Disney World and say, oh, I'm going to make an ADR there. If you're staying there, you may, if you're going to have a resort day. But chances are, if you're at, Coronado Springs, or you're at the Polynesian, or, you know, pick a resort, you probably
come up on your radar.
Exactly. So it's kind of like the resort's own table service restaurant, if you will, if you're staying there on property. But I like it. It's nicely themed. I believe they still do this. It's kind of in this resort, it's obviously called Old Key West, which is the original Disney Vacation Club resort. It was the first one when they first got into the timeshare business. And, its theme is Florida. So I'm sure a lot of the locals down there, that's why this place gets kind of a bad rap, that, you know, they're not impressed with it, because they can pretty much go anywhere where they live and they're going to see the same type of, trees
offerings.
Offerings. Yeah, it's nothing special. I mean, it's Old Key West. I mean, you know, they play the Calypso music, not the Calypso music, but the Jimmy Buffett music. And, you know, it's got a laid back theme. It's not overbearing by any stretch. It's just kind of old time Florida, if you will, with the palm trees and waterways and boats and stuff. But it's beautiful. But anyways, Olivia's, they used to take pictures. If you booked a reservation there or whatever, they'd snap a picture of you, and they have them all over the walls in the vestibule when you first come into the restaurant. And you can see many of them are old and faded, and then there's some newer ones up there. So kind of just gives you like a homey feel, if you will. But yeah, this nice little restaurant in my view. And I'm, like I said, I'm going here for breakfast, and I am going to get the Sombrero Beach Omelet, which is a ham, green peppers, onions, and cheddar with sour cream, and then pico de gallo with breakfast potatoes and a buttermilk biscuit for $11.49. That jumped out off the menu to me as something I would get if I was going there for breakfast this morning.
It's a beautiful little restaurant. It's quaint. It's cozy. It's nice. It fits everything you said, the keys, it perfectly. Mm-hmm. And I would recommend it. It's a very nice place. And for me, if I was eating breakfast here with you, I would go with the crab cakes, eggs Benedict. Because that really, either that or the banana bread French toast both jumped out.
Oof. Yeah, that sounds good too. Yeah, they have some interesting offerings on this menu. I mean, they, you know, have the regular breakfast fare, the Olivia's breakfast, which is just the, the typical Disney breakfast.
Eggs, but any style with buttermilk biscuits, your choice of bacon or sausage, ham, you know, the potatoes, the whole nine yards. You know, the crab cake, eggs Benedict. Do you like poached eggs? Because I do.
Yeah, I could eat eggs any style. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, because I like poached eggs. I don't get my wife don't make them for me much. My mother used to make them all the time. She's not a big fan of them. But the
Right.
two poached eggs, two crab cakes on an English muffin with key lime, hollandaise sauce with breakfast potatoes for $13.99. That sounds right up my alley, man.
Yeah, no, a lot of stuff on this menu sounds pretty good, and it does have that Key West flair with the key lime, like you said. And what's that other one I saw? Conch Republic omelet, and just a different spin on things: shrimp, avocado, pepper jack cheese, and a buttermilk biscuit, a Conch Flats favorite. So, this again is all really well themed, and the menu items kind of go with the decor and the style of the resort, I guess.
Yeah, I have to read the banana bread French toast to our listeners. It's
Okay.
topped with Bohemian banana rum
Oof.
butter sauce, coconut whipped cream, and served with your choice of bacon, sausage, or ham. But the Bohemian banana rum butter sauce sounds really good with the coconut whipped cream. I'm
And
in.
that's a tongue twister too.
I read it very well, didn't I
You
do?
did,
Didn't I know?
flawlessly.
And the other thing that's really good too is for all of our southern listeners, and I know this because of Cracker Barrel, I'm down in North Carolina all the time. Southerners love their biscuits with gravy. Would you disagree with me on that?
No. Yeah, no, I don't disagree. That and what do you call it? Grits,
Yeah,
right?
exactly. But they have the biscuits and gravy here with two eggs any style, which is two buttermilk biscuits topped with sausage gravy, two eggs any style, choice of bacon, sausage, or ham. Which it's nice. There's what I'm trying to say is it's a very diverse menu over here at Olivia's.
Yeah, and like I said, there's a little bit of something for everyone, and it's stuff that just like when we talked about the Polynesian, there's stuff that's specific to that resort, and this resort is no different. There's they play off of the part of the country that the resort represents, and you can get some different things that are just not your regular bacon, eggs, and home fries or whatever. So yeah, this is a nice little restaurant and a good offering on the menu as well.
See, I'm going to be lazy then. Me and Bren just going to hang around Saratoga Springs for the morning. We're not getting on the boat in the morning.
Okay.
So we're just going to hang out. We're going to have our breakfast over at the Artist Palette.
Okay.
And I know you've eaten here plenty of times.
More than I can count.
Exactly. It's kind of like the old mill for me.
Right.
But I'm not going to go with the Bounty Platter, which they do have. I think that's the Bounty Platter is almost at every resort, which everybody knows what that is. Your basic
Right.
scrambled eggs, your breakfast potatoes, and you get your choice of bacon and a little Mickey waffle. But I want to go with the breakfast flatbread because we've been talking about the pizza and the flatbreads, and that really looks good. It's a breakfast flatbread with scrambled eggs, sausage gravy, crumbled bacon and cheese, which sounds ridiculously good to me right about now. Recorded in the morning, it sounds good,
Yeah.
doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Have you
I
ever
haven't.
had that there?
Oh yeah, I've had almost everything on this menu at least once, unless it's a newer item. But yeah, I mean it's pretty good stuff. I mean, you mentioned the we mentioned the breakfast flatbread pizzas. I think on the last show or the show before, and they're very popular and they're very good. I mean, you might not think they would be good if you're just hearing about them for the first time, but once you have one of these, you're going to be hooked because they're absolutely delicious.
Yeah, because I always, Riverside had the round pizzas, like your personal pan pizzas. That's what they had at Riverside. And now the new flatbread breakfast. I want to check that out. So yeah, the gravy sounds good. I mean, I just figured I'd go over here then because I'm sleeping in late. I just figured Artist Palette is a good way to start the day off. And as everybody used to me going with the Bounty Platter, I chose the breakfast flatbread. But they have a lot of options here too. I mean, I'm sure you've had everything on the menu, like you said earlier.
Yeah, pretty much. It's not as expansive as some of the other breakfast locations. It's somewhat limited, but I also think in my mind, I think it's more limited only because I've been there so many times, and like you said, I've had most things on this menu at one time or another. But it's serviceable, and if you're going to be eating at the resort, it certainly does the job.
Absolutely. There's like seven or eight breakfasts. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. There's nine options for breakfast. They have an egg Florentino breakfast wrap, which is good for you, spinach and onion scrambled eggs, a French toast, they have Mickey waffles, of course, Western omelets, and we mentioned a bounty platter, but the flatbread's all mine this morning. Speaking of Saratoga, while we're on it, what's your favorite area to stay there? The Springs, the Paddock? What's your favorite area of the resort to stay at? The grandstand area?
Yeah, I like Congress Park because that's the section that's closest to Disney Springs, so it's down towards the end. And it also, if you get a balcony view, which we've had many times now, you can actually sit on your balcony and hear all the activity going on down at Disney Springs. In fact, when the bands play at that little theater that's right outside of the World of Disney there, you can hear that and all the commotion. You can just kind of look up and down the over the waterway there and kind of take it all in. So we enjoy Congress Park. Grandstand, secondly, they have their own pool over there. They have a little pool bar.
The little starting gate in the pool, the water park little area where they have the five little gates where you can start your race.
Yeah, they have the gates there, and then they have the horses that squirt water out, and you can, like a kid's play area there. So it's pretty cool. The laundry's right there, like I said, the bar. And also the way the buses work at Saratoga Springs, the grandstand is the first pickup when the buses come on property, and they're also the first drop-off. So given it's such a large resort, I think there's five or six bus stops within the resort itself. If you're in one of the other sections, it can be kind of a lengthy, drive through. Even when you get on the bus, you still have, 10, 12-minute ride through the resort before you're on your way to your destination. So Grandstand is great for that reason by itself, that you're first on and first off if you happen to be lucky enough to get that area.
Yeah, I like also the golf course view over on the golf course side. I enjoy that too. It's nice that the golf course runs along this resort too.
Yeah. Many an hour I've spent just enjoying a cup of coffee on the deck or whatever, and watching foursomes of golfers come up and slice their balls all over the place. And more often than not, when I'm out there, I always find a stray golf ball or two inside the shrubbery or, in the bark mulch or something.
Well, next time you're there, I know it's your home resort, you got to take a couple of them golf balls and send them over to me if they're good, especially if they're Titleist, Dan. They're not cheap to come by. Titleist, Nike.
Nike.
Nike. Give me some Nike balls at Saratoga. And I'll be happy.
I will do that. I leave them there. But if they're the good kind, I'll start grabbing them for you, because I could have quite an array of golf balls at this point, as many as I've found over the years.
That'll be awesome for me, because I like to play golf. You know that, so.
Yeah, I think people are embarrassed to come up that close to the resort. They probably slice them over there and say, I'm not going to get that one.
Yeah, they're on vacation. They're like, I'm not going to go drive myself nuts.
Right.
So where are you going for lunch? You staying at Saratoga, or are you headed back, or are you staying at Key West?
No, actually, I'm going to head back over to where you had breakfast. I'm going to go to the Artist Palette for lunch. And I am going to get the smoked turkey and brie sandwich, which is a smoked turkey, brie cheese, fresh arugula salad, Chambaro cranberry mayo with house-made chips, your favorite potato chips, Doug.
Nasty.
Well, you can get the veggie slaw if you want that instead. They give you the option with this for $10.49. I've had this sandwich before. It's very, very good. I really enjoy it.
It sounds very good. I mean, there's a lot of things on this menu that sound really good. My wife, she'd probably go with the roasted vegetable panini, which sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
The smoked turkey and brie sandwich does sound really good, Dan. I might have to cut it while you're going to the bathroom to wash up real quick. I might have to sneak a little piece off the end. I'll cut it. I won't touch it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, but they have the array of the flatbread, obviously not breakfast pizzas, but the pulled pork, barbecue sauce, Cabrese flatbread, chicken, spinach, and artichoke.
You haven't got to mine yet.
What are you going for, the cheeseburger flatbread?
Nope, I'm going for the Saratoga Lobster Club Sandwich.
Oh, you weren't talking flatbreads. Yeah, I did see that down there.
I had a
That's
flatbread for breakfast, and I got to be a little,
right.
I had to have a little diversification over here.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, but that
Yeah.
has the lobster salad, smoked bacon, lettuce, tomato, lemon mayonnaise, and with house-made chips or vegetable slaw. I'm going to, I don't know what I want more, but I'll go with the vegetable slaw because I can't stand those chips. I think I want
Right.
to bring a bag of hers in my pocket.
Right. Well, the good thing about this restaurant, they do have Lay's potato chips or whatever, and the store is right. It's the restaurant and the store are like the same building, so you can run over there and get a bag of regular potato chips if you want.
Yeah, I can't believe that even on the side dishes, you can't find a French fry at this place.
Yeah, it's kind of a an oddity, I should say. Yeah, but like I said, all these lunch items, and some of them they carry over to dinner. But the Italian hoagie's pretty good. Spicy Italian beef sandwich. I mean, again, they're all serviceable, and nothing fancy here, nothing great. But if you're hanging out at the resort for the day, a lot of good options on this menu.
Absolutely. It's very diversified. Like I said, I can't understand why you can't get a French fry at the joint, but besides that, I think it's a pretty good menu.
Yeah, and other than the what did I say there, the cheeseburger flatbread, I don't even see a cheeseburger or a hamburger or Angus burger or anything on here, so I guess they're trying to make it somewhat a little healthier offerings over here.
Yeah, I agree with you. There's enough on there, but they could have a couple more snacks if you follow me. I do like do you like chicken corn chowder?
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, I get that a lot for lunch around here at the local Wawa. I like chicken corn chowder. I'd like to try that. I've never had that there. Have you ever tried it?
No, I have not. I've never heard of it. I've had corn chowder and chicken soup, but not chicken corn chowder.
Well, it's basically what it is. It's just it has corn in with your chicken chowder, and the
Okay.
corn actually flavors the. It gives the broth like a sweet taste. It's really good.
Right.
You would really like it if you like corn and you like chicken. It goes perfect together.
Yeah, I'll have to give it a try.
Yeah, you'll like it if you see it in one of your local restaurants or whatever. Try it.
Yeah, I've never heard of it up here, but then again, I've never really looked for it, so maybe I just have been missing it. I don't know.
Very good. Try it the next time you see it. I guarantee you'll like it.
Will do.
Well, for lunch, I'm staying put. I'm in my swimming trunks. I'm hanging out. I just took a dip in the pool after I had my breakfast. I laid out for a little while, and I'm just going to have my lunch at the Paddock Grill at Saratoga Springs.
Okay.
And I'm going to get the spice crusted fish sandwich. It's with citrus apple slaw, citrus mayonnaise, served with French fries. I got my French fries, and I'm not getting the vegetable sauce. So yeah,
Right.
I'm going to go with the spice crusted fish sandwich. Have you ever eaten here?
I have not. This has only been open, I'm going to say only maybe 2 years, maybe 3 years. They just added this on because of the the expansiveness of this resort, and they were getting a lot of complaints because of if you're in one of the sections that is way far away from the grandstand or the main check-in building there, it was an issue to get food. I mean, well, actually, what I didn't mention about the buses before is they actually have an internal bus system, so even getting from sections of Saratoga, you can basically jump on any bus that goes through the resort, and then the last stop always when leaving Saratoga is the main building. So if you're way down the back, you jump on the bus, and then you can get a lift up to the main building. But that's why they added this. What is it? The
The Paddock Grill.
Paddock Grill. Yeah, just to give some food options on the other side of the resort, so people don't have to, walk or take the bus. So it's pretty limited. But again, at least it's you're able to get some food items over that side of the resort.
Well,
But
pretty
no, I
much
have.
now you got to walk
Yeah.
all the way over here if you want some French fries.
Exactly. But yeah, like you said, I mean, now they got the I guess the unhealthy stuff, or just the grab and go stuff. But the 3-pound Angus bacon cheeseburger, they get a chicken chop salad, and of course your famous Disney chicken breast nuggets, which the kids are always popular with the kids. Yeah, the spice crusted fish sandwich that you mentioned, I have not tried that.
Yeah, the
And
apple slaw and the citrus mayonnaise sounds really good.
yeah, it's cilantro.
No,
I'm
I'm
staying
calling it
away from
citrus.
that. Yeah.
I was trying to sneak you
Try
into
to
getting
slide one by me.
that.
Yeah. I saw what you were doing
I
there.
tried to get you to go over here, but no, that sounds really good.
Yeah.
And Brenda, the roasted vegetable sandwich sounds very good too. Have you ever, do you get that often then? They're very good.
Yeah, I have. And I think we mentioned on the last show, we weren't talking about this dish, but now with all the seasonings and stuff, and sometimes they'll cook them up in a little olive oil and salt and pepper and stuff like that. I mean, they can be very tasty. It's not bland vegetables like you might be thinking. They make it so that it's pretty delicious.
Yeah, and they even have breakfast here too, Dan. So the listeners know, staying in Saratoga Springs, you got assorted danishes and muffins, bagels, cream cheese, chocolate croissant, which sounds good to me.
Yeah.
They have a country breakfast burrito, other croissant sandwiches, which is your normal, an egg Florentine wrap, which really sounds good, So it's a nice option. Like you said, the resort is very big for me. I would enjoy the walk because that's what I'm into,
Right.
but
Right.
I like walking through a resort. To me, walking through any resort is the same as walking through the parks. It's like I love the feeling. I'm there. I'm just happy to be walking around.
Yeah, and at Saratoga, although it's not elaborately themed, they do have statues and different things around, and that I've just happened to come upon in my years walking around there. So that's a good point, Doug. Regardless of what resort it is, Saratoga or Old Key West, I mean, if you go on all the little trails and back ways, you never know what you're going to find. So that's a great way to explore and kind of get off the beaten path, if you will.
Yeah, with me being, I'm into buildings and stuff like that. I just like looking at the architecture. I like looking at how they built the buildings, what style they made the porches, what the doors look like. Like, I'm into all that.
Right,
So
right.
I'm entertained just by looking about how they built it and how they all the landscaping is. I learn as I walk through stuff, as you're going through there.
Oh, absolutely. And you get a different perspective, and people work hard making all the gardens and the topiaries and the flowers and different things, and it's nice to kind of take that stuff in. It's all part of the ambiance of whatever resort you happen to be staying in.
Plus, there's nothing like walking on vacation and walking by, because it ain't like at the parks where you're just in crowds, but you pass that sporadic person nonchalantly, you say hello, how you doing? It's just
Right.
nice to be on vacation saying hi to everybody. You know what I'm talking about. And you're walking that path, it's just you and that
Yep.
family or whatever.
Yep.
Good morning, how are you? How's your day going? It's just nice to be nice to people and interacting with people that you haven't met before.
Yeah, just kind of share a moment, as you say. And yeah, you're right. People tend to be a little friendlier than they probably are in real life when you're on vacation and you have that in common that you're staying at the same resort, or you might have bumped into these people or at least seen them either, at the resort or maybe out in the parks or whatever. So you have a connection to them, as brief as it might be, or just during that particular vacation.
It's just nice. I don't know how many times I walked across the bridges in the morning at Riverside and met some of the nicest people, talking about where they're from, how long they're down for. It's usually me and another nice gentleman just standing there soaking in, going on its way to get his breakfast for his family.
Yep.
Yep. So where are you headed for dinner, my good friend?
Well, for dinner, I'm going to stay right at Saratoga, and I'm going to go over to the Turf Club Bar and Grill.
You're going to shoot me some pool over there?
Yeah, they do have a little pool
We'll
table
play
right
for dinner.
outside.
How's that sound?
I guess I'll be paying then,
It's
huh?
one thing I can do is shoot some pool then.
Yeah, I've played many a pool game, game of pool, I should say, on that table. And yeah, that's a neat little area out there, kind of a waiting area that's right outside of the little. They don't have a lounge here per se, but it's kind of I call it a beer and wine window. It's kind of like just a closet, if you will.
It's kind of like how in most restaurants where the waiters and waitresses pick up their drinks.
Yeah, exactly. And but again, it's a full service bar. You can get mixed drinks and wine and beer and all kinds of stuff there, but. The thing about the Turf Club is they're only open for dinner, so I think they open up at 5 p.m. if I'm not mistaken. And we learned that the hard way. We tried to get there early for an ADR, and not only couldn't we get in, we couldn't get in because it was closed. So this is one of those places that it tends to fill up, you know, right before that first ADR slot opens up at 5. And, you know, there's tables and chairs and stuff. They have a big screen TV, and you can kind of relax and have a drink before dinner. But anyways, yeah, the Turf Club, this is a favorite of ours. I mean, I think I hold it in higher regard than most, only because this is our home resort as DBC members, and it's the only half-decent restaurant, in my view. It's the only sit-down restaurant on this property, and I shouldn't have said half-decent. I mean, we talked about the other ones, but, you know, I kind of... have taken this in as my, you know, one of my favorite little restaurants, and we really enjoy it. So anyways, I'm going to start off with the French onion soup for supper, and it's a classic French onion soup with melted cheese and a nest of crispy fried onions on top.
Good stuff, man.
It is. It's not good for you, but it's good stuff. That I will agree. And then secondly, and this is a must-do, and you may have remembered me mentioning this before, I'm going to get the Turf Club signature grilled romaine salad. And this salad, when we first had it, oh boy, I'm going to say probably 10-plus years ago, when we first started going there, just blew me away. Mm-hmm. I had never had a salad like this. It was cooked like this, but they basically take the
romaine lettuce.
Yeah, and actually grill it. And
we do it all the time here.
Yeah, I'd never had it like that. And then I was talking to the chef the first time because we had commented that we liked it so much. And they actually, then they submerge it in a bucket of ice water. So when you get it on your plate, it is, you know, icy cold, if you will. They obviously wipe the water off and all that. But it has a nice crisp, not burnt flavor, but a grilled flavor on it. And, it is just delicious with the
Caesar
salad. It,
like, enhances the flavor of the romaine lettuce. It really does. It makes it stand out. Instead of being part of the salad, it's a standout of the salad.
Yeah, and it's just unique because, let's face it, lettuce is boring by itself, whether it's romaine or romaine or any other type of lettuce. But that balance with the cheese that they put on it and, like I said, the Caesar dressing, and they're pretty big. I mean, it's a whole head of lettuce, so what we do now is we just split it.
Don't blame
my wife and I.
You won't be out of your dinner.
Exactly. We learned the hard way. And the balsamic vinegar reduction is also pops the flavor out real well. And this is not overbearing by any stretch. So if you ever did go there and order this, Doug, I think you'd be fine with it. I know you're not really into balsamic vinegar that much, but don't let that scare you away.
I would try it. I'm just not the guy that I know people that will just dip their vegetables into plain vinegar and stuff like that. Like, you know,
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what they do. And that's all good. I just, if it's balsamic, it has some kind of flavor and seasoning to it, I could eat it. I just don't like straight vinegar all by itself.
Yeah. No worries here. You'd be fine with it. But yeah, that's to me a good way to start off. I mean, even if you didn't want that much to eat with your entree, I'd definitely get the Caesar salad over the French onion soup if I was only going to get one of them. But like I said, we split it, so it's not that bad.
Well, I'd like to sit down with you here and shoot a couple games of pool and have some steamed mussels and a couple beers together.
Yeah, that would be awesome. And I think it's cool when they do this. And they actually have, there's a brewery up in Saratoga Springs, New York, near the racetrack.
The designer beers.
Yeah, they always have the beer from, you know, wherever they're supposed to be, you know, the resort's supposed to mimic, I guess, or whatever. So I don't particularly love this beer, but I always get a Saratoga ale or whatever it is when I'm there just because I think it's cool that they, you know, buy that beer from upstate New York and ship it down there to be available.
Now, the missus don't like seafood at all. Mine does, but she don't like mussels, and I know yours doesn't, right?
No.
Do you like mussels?
Oh, yeah. I like any seafood, pretty much. Like I said, except sushi. Raw fish, I typically can't do. But other than that, I eat pretty much anything.
Yeah, I'd like to sit down one of these days. Then we're going to get down there, have some steamed mussels, a couple beers, shoot a couple games of pool. I'll be staying at Riverside. I'll come down to Saskatoon to meet you, bud.
There you go.
There you
that
go,
would
buddy.
Be fun. That would be
Unless
fun.
Unless we go to... Nah, I could stay at Saratoga if I get hooked up with my good buddy over at David's Vacation Club Rentals. I could rent some points from him.
Yeah.
That would be the way to go instead of paying Disney's rate.
Oh, yeah. You can get it much cheaper doing it that way. And if you happen to be traveling with others or something, you get a one-bedroom or a two-bedroom, and you'll be living large.
That's the other good thing about these two resorts we're talking about, especially when Disney Springs open. They're going to be very sought after, but you can always get rooms at David's. But the old Key West rooms are much bigger than all the others because it was the original resort. And that's why our old good buddy from here, Scott, that's his favorite resort, believe it or not, old Key West, because of how big the rooms are.
Yeah, I mean, we've stayed at Old Key West many times as well, and just for the savings on the points, because you're correct, because it was the first DVC resort, the points can never change, and we're going to do a DVC show in the future, but they can't just jack up the points to be comparable to some of the new resorts, so they are what they are from back then, and you
Plus
can pick
it's been,
up...
Yeah, it's been completely refurbished.
Oh, yeah. They cycle the bedding out and the furniture and the carpets. And square footage-wise, the rooms are huge. I mean, you know, I don't know what they were thinking at the time. Maybe there was just going to be one or whatever, but they really did a good job at, you know, giving you plenty of room. And they are massive. They really are. And the decks are huge. And, you know, it's like you're living in a condo, even if you have a one-bedroom. We love it over there. Again, it does get knocked because, you know, if you're traveling with kids or whatever, you know, there's no Mickey Mouse, there's no, you know, you wouldn't know you're at a Disney resort. You'd think you were down in Key West or something, and it's just very subtle, and it's a beautiful resort. But again,
most of your deluxes are really like that. The only ones that are really crazy with Mickey Mouse are your value. I mean, most of your deluxes, I mean, Riverside ain't really you wouldn't think Mickey Mouse there.
No, not at all. And, you know, I'm just quickly thinking. I mean, the Contemporary has Chef Mickey's and, you know, there's a little bit of, the Mickey Mouse stuff. But I didn't mean just specifically
Mickey Mouse,
but you know what I mean. It's you know, just like Saratoga. I mean, it's themed to a racetrack and they have, you know, wagons, not wagon. Yeah, like a carriage, I should say. You know, and they have some statues and all the walkways around Saratoga. They measure the distance in furlongs and stuff like that. So, you know, again, it's all themed. It's actually very well themed for what it is. But it's just, you know, a lot of littler kids or something like that. They're looking for more eye candy.
90% of it's basically location. And I think the location of these two I prefer over... I love the Yacht and Beach Club and Boardwalk and all, but I'd rather stay at Saratoga Springs or Old Key West and have the relaxation and have all the hustle and bustle of them resorts. I like them just as much for their own meaning. That's what I love about Riverside, the relaxation of it.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because you're right. At the Boardwalk, particularly if you have a room that's facing the Boardwalk, it can be quite noisy at night. And you know, again, maybe you enjoy that ambiance and that's not a problem. But if you're an early riser and you're looking to, you know, head into bed early, you got people rolling out of jelly rolls till 2 a.m. and, you know, hooting and hollering. And it can be a little loud, which is the exact opposite at Saratoga or Old Key West. I mean, you know, all you hear is crickets outside at night. You know, it's pretty calm.
And my other point is you don't have at these resorts the amount of people coming to visit them that you do the Polynesian. Everybody wants to go over to Ohana's. And everybody's always visiting the Contemporary, the Polynesian,
right,
the Grand Floridian. There are always people there. It's like it's those three resorts are constantly and Beach Club and Yacht and Beach Club and Boardwalk. There's always visitors. Like the crowds are double of what these other resorts are. That's why I like the Wilderness Lodge, the Animal Kingdom Lodge, Old Key West, Saratoga Springs, Riverside. They're more laid back.
Yeah, I mean, it's primarily just the people that are staying there is what it is. And you're right, those other resorts are sort of, you know, people are coming from all over property to eat dinner or partake in a show, the show over at the Polynesian or whatever. So, yeah, you have a lot more just guests on property just, you know, doing things, going places, whereas at these other resorts, you know, I'm sure a few people come there to eat or maybe go to the turf club that have, you know, discovered it or whatever. But for the most part, it's just, you know, for the guests that are staying at that particular resort.
I mean, the Polynesian right now, there's probably more people coming from other resorts to visit that at all the new amenities and the new restaurants and stuff like that than there are people eating on property that are staying at the resorts at Royal Key West and Saratoga Springs.
I totally agree. No doubt about it. I do that myself, so I know that's true.
So what are you having for your main course here?
Yeah, for my main course tonight, I am going to have the Turf Club pasta, which is fettuccine with shrimp, garlic, and fresh vegetables tossed in a spicy Italian herb-infused olive oil. I've had this many, many times. I've had it with chicken. I've had it, you know, with the shrimp and garlic and vegetables. I just love it. It's a good go-to dish. It's very filling, and I like it. You know, going through the rest of the menu, I'll just, and I'm sure you got some stuff on here that you're eyeing. Other than the lamb chops and the grilled salmon, I've had everything else on this menu at one time or another, and some items multiple times.
So one of the Mrs. Main Streets would definitely have the grilled salmon for us to
yeah, I knew you were going there.
So that she would go with that. It has the teriyaki glaze, the cilantro jasmine rice, or as I like to tell Dennis, it has the, it's not cilantro, it's something else.
Yeah,
jasmine rice and green peas. Well, I would probably go with the grilled New York strip.
Yep.
With the asparagus, mashed potatoes, and the lobster fondue sold me. I would like to,
right.
I'd like to try that with the grilled New York strip, the lobster fondue. Sounds really good to me. But there's a lot of diversity on here.
Yeah, I mean, I've had that strip many times, and it's very, very good. Very good. Highly recommended. I mean, you know, I don't know where it would stack up against Kona or something like that, but I mean, it's a good, you know, a good piece of meat, and like I said, I wouldn't hesitate to get it.
Have you ever had the warm bread pudding here?
The warm bread pudding? I have not. Usually, like you always say, unless we had free dining, which I think we've only done that once, if at all, we don't really get dessert. I mean, especially if we get an appetizer or a salad like that, 9 times out of 10, if we're at the Turf Club in particular, we're going to probably go to Disney Springs after dinner and walk around. So we'll save our, you know, our dessert appetite, if you will, for Ghirardelli's or, you know, something over there. So no, to answer your question, I don't think I've ever gotten dessert at this restaurant, to be honest with you.
Okay. Well, next time maybe you'll try just dessert.
With salted toffee sauce. That does sound good, though.
It does, doesn't it? That's why I asked you. I bring it out, let our listeners know to do eat dessert.
Yeah.
It's there waiting for you.
Yep.
Now, and did you hear about the rumor? Quick, before I tell you, I'm headed up the river to eat at Olivia's for dinner.
Okay.
Did you hear it with the new dining plan? The deluxe, they're thinking about cutting some things off too now. So maybe you'll get your wish, and the way it's going to me, the way they're cutting so many things, and I don't know how it's even viable for me to sell some of these dining plans with the prices they're charging and the things they're taking away.
Yeah, I saw that in the news, and I almost mentioned it, and I didn't, but you're right. I guess the new brochure or whatever came out for the deluxe dining plan.
And they're taking away the appetizer.
Yeah, that's what it said. I mean, I don't know that that's official, but at least that's a speculation at this point. And you're right. They keep, you know, picking away at this dining plan, and they're making it less.
It keeps going up, and they keep taking away.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, as a travel agent, I mean, you know, how can you really get excited and sell this product to your customers when you I think in the back of your mind you're thinking it's not the great value that it used to be.
I keep telling them, listen, do what you do, Dan, or what I do. Go buy a gift card and just put $500 or $1,000 on it then. And you got your own dining plan.
That's what we do. And if there's any money left over, we just keep the card and we have it for the next trip. So, I mean, it's not like you got to run around worrying about spending credits and buying a bunch of stuff at, you know, Goofy's Candy Store or whatever.
Because they tell you it's convenience. And I say, well, you can make the convenience yourself because Okay, if it's seven of you times, I'm just saying a family of seven or six, say six times 60 a day, you know, put 360 a day on a card. I mean, I don't get it.
Yeah, put it on the card, and like I, well, we've been doing the last couple of years, for $100, you get your Tables in Wonderland card, and you can get 20% off on top of everything else. There's your dining plan, a gift card, and Tables in Wonderland, and you're good.
Especially, I mean, with the Tables of Wonderland, I say to everybody, if you're going for a full week, it's worth it. If you're going any day under, and that's all you're going, if you're going for 2 weeks next year, you 100% need to get it.
Right, right.
But the point of it is the dining plan, in my opinion, 90% of the people that get it anymore, they do it for convenience. And I keep saying, even you don't even have to get a Disney gift card. Maybe go buy a Visa gift card.
Yeah, an American Express, whatever, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, some of them you pay on, like, to get it, but the point of it is, at least if you don't use it, it's your money. You don't have to, on the way out to your point, stop at the general store, Fulton General Store, and buy yourself eight snacks to leave.
Right, just because you need to burn them and you don't want to leave money on the table or food on the table in this case, that which is crazy. No, I totally agree with you. I mean, again, I think we talked about this a few shows back. I mean, there's some people that think that they are purposely trying to kind of agitate people with the dining plan because the ultimate goal is they want to get rid of free dining and they just want to get away from this whole discounted dinner thing. And you know, the economy for the most part is back strong again, and you know, companies, if they don't have to offer deep discounts, why should they? And you know, I may be wrong, or this person that I heard saying this may be wrong, but it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, 2-3 years down the road that the dining plan, and specifically free dining, may be a thing of the past.
Well, that's the only way we do it, if it's free. And and again, sometimes, and most of the time, the 30% discount is better.
But off the room, right?
Yeah, off the room is better. But usually we would go because it was not that much better, where it was nice to just have the free dining for the week.
I mean, we
weigh it that way, and it was so close that, the 30% was a better discount, but we would go with the free dining just to have it because it's nice to have.
It's a peace of mind thing, and, you know, back in the day when the tip was included and an appetizer was included and a dessert and, you know, when really you didn't have to worry about anything. Now, even if you get the dining plan, you still have to, you know, cover the tip, and, you know, if you want this or that, you got to still pay out of pocket. So even if it's a convenience thing, you're still pulling money out of your pocket to, you know, supplement the dining plan because it really doesn't cover everything anymore.
Yeah, I'd have my gift cards that my family gave me, and then I loaded money on too, and I would just pay for my tips with that. Like I said, ask for a gift card, get a gift card. It's a lot better than the money you're going to pay for the dining plan. And this is a guy that I actually lose money. Because when I book the dining plan, the agency makes money off it. But I can't realistically make people pay more. I got to give them the option. A lot of them will still go for it because they want the convenience, which I don't get, but that's what they want. But I have to, for my own peace of mind, say, listen, you can go save yourself money if you just get a Disney gift card.
Right. Well, that speaks volumes. I mean, we'll see what happens, but it looks like it's heading down that path.
So we'll see. We're not sure, but that's what we've read. So anyway, I'm headed up to Saskawooli from Saratoga.
there you go.
I'm going up to Olivia's to have my dinner.
Okay.
And we're going to start off with the crab cakes with the rumelade or romelade, however you want to say it, with the fresh rumelade, which are awesome. But the other thing I'm going to go all in this. I'm going to get a second appetizer. I want to try the tomato mozzarella salad. It sounds really good to me with mixed greens and balsamic syrup.
Yeah,
not vinegar, balsamic syrup.
It's a thick sauce.
Absolutely. But doesn't that tomato mozzarella salad sound good?
Yeah, it almost sounds like a caprese salad or something like that. Those are usually pretty good with fresh tomatoes and all kinds of stuff. Yeah,
I think if the two of us split this up, the mozzarella salad with the fresh crab cakes, I think that would be a good mixture.
Yes, very good.
So, and then for our dinner.
What are you going for?
We're on the fence. Brenda was going to go with the Key West salmon salad, but being I got us a salad for appetizer, she's no longer going to have that. So she's going to go with the 7 Mile Sea Scallops. with the creamy polenta, seasoned vegetable, prosciutto crisp, and roasted tomato sauce, which sounds out of this world to me. I will be sticking my fork in her plate.
There you go.
And I'm going to actually try the slow-cooked prime rib. It's a 10-ounce cut with Olivia's potatoes, green beans, carrots, Cabernet demi-glazed, and it's not a... It's available after 5 p.m. only, so you can't get this at lunch, kids. Even though it says lunch and dinner menu, you can only get the slow-cooked prime rib after dinner. And I think because it has to slow cook all day long to be...
Yeah, that's they probably throw it in at noontime or something, and it's just not done till no earlier than 5. Makes sense.
Absolutely. And they have shrimp and grits here, chicken pasta. What is that? Chicken pasta with gahusa?
Chicken pasta.
Cayo-husa. What the heck is that? Cayo-husa. Cayo-husa.
Wow.
It's fettuccine with grilled chicken, sautéed with roasting peppers, grape tomatoes, crushed red peppers, arugula, and a tomato broth. I mean, it sounds very good, and you could substitute shrimp for the chicken for an extra $2.
Yeah, no, that's... Yeah, this menu looks pretty good. I mean, I probably would have went with the sea scallops myself. Like I said, I try to get that seafood whenever I can. But the, you know, the grilled New York strip, it's probably the same one they have over at Saratoga, I'm guessing. But who knows? But, yeah, shrimp and grits, I wouldn't go with that myself.
Yeah, catch it a day. And then they have plantation key pork chops, which sound pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
And then have your prime rib. I mean, you have your island barbecue pork ribs, which they sound really good, based in a Chipotle barbecue sauce. Mm-hmm. Served, they got french fries here and marinated coleslaw, buddy. You get both.
Yeah, the ribs would definitely be high on my high target list there.
I'll tell you what else I really enjoy for lunch. If I went here for lunch here, the French dip sandwich.
Yeah, they actually have that at Saratoga sometimes. I've seen that where you have the dipping gravy with it. Yeah, those are pretty good.
Yeah. They have some good offerings here at Olivia's. It's a hidden gem, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, sandwiches for, I guess you could get these for dinner too, right? Because it's either or, but they get the barbecued chicken sandwich, shrimp po' boy sandwich, Duval Street burger, traditional club sandwich with smoked turkey and bacon. Then they got the Olivia's classic burger. So, yeah, they got everything from, you know, kind of fine dining entrees to, you know, some simple sandwiches and burgers and stuff. So it's pretty diverse.
And this sounds like it's worth the trip alone down the Sascoola River if you're staying at any of the other resorts, or up the Sascoola if you're over at Saratoga. The banana bread pudding sundae, served with warm bananas Foster, topped with vanilla bean ice cream. Come on, man.
Wow. How can you go wrong with that?
Road trip, then.
Yeah, definitely. That sounds awesome. I see I figured they'd have a key lime pie, but they have a key lime tart on the menu with mango and raspberry sauce. So that's traditional Key West fare, if you will.
Now, everything on this menu, these are two hidden resorts. I think they get a bad rap. I mean, everybody, every time you hear, I want to stay... DVC Boardwalk, Polynesian, Yacht and Beach Club, they're the ones, Contemporary. I'm telling you, I'd rather myself, the reason I would stay at the Yacht and Beach Club is only to get into Epcot. If it's just for the resort and a relaxing vacation, I'd rather stay at Key West, Saratoga, or over at the Animal Kingdom Lodge or Wilderness Lodge, because I prefer the boat rides over from the Wilderness Lodge than I do staying at the other three resorts.
Yeah, and you know what else you would like, because you drive to Florida all the time, that these two buildings are set up where you can pull your car in right next to your building.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the few resorts that have this. Even at Port Orleans Riverside, you got, you know, sometimes
park in the parking lot.
Right, but here at these buildings, the parking lots are
it's like
laid
pulling
out
up to your house, especially at Old Key West.
Right. It's just like a condo. I mean, pretty much you know where your room is, and people, not that you have, you know, saved parking places, but I mean, you pretty much park your car, you take 10 steps, and you're in your room. So that's an advantage, too, lugging your stuff back and forth or just having easy access to your room. It's very convenient.
Yeah, because Riverside, like most of the time, If you don't have the parking lot view, you're working around the entire building and halfway
Right.
around the parking lot because they're pretty big. And again, you have at Boardwalk and all these other resorts, like look at the walk that you have from the Yacht and Beach Club into the resort. You got to walk across that bridge into your hotel if you park
Oh,
in the
yeah.
parking lot.
You're right, and even, you know, we've all done this, the beach club, it's like the movie The Shining when you're walking through them hallways. They go on forever and ever and ever and ever. I mean, it's crazy. But the way these Old Key West and Saratoga.
You walk through your front door in your place.
Exactly, and each building has an elevator, so even if you're on the upper floors, it's still not that bad. So, yeah, they do have some advantages, and I agree with you. We, at this point in our vacationing lives, if you will, we're all about doing some rest and relaxation. So I love the low-key atmosphere at Saratoga or Old Key West, and there tends to be less kids around. I mean, again, I always say it's a Disney World. There's always kids around, but it's not that hub of activity like some of the other resorts that you mentioned.
I would also go, and don't hold me to this. This is just my own opinion. I would honestly say if you have a disabled family member or kids that are disabled or you're injured or something like that, mm-hmm. I think these two resorts, because of the things we just said, are better for you, better for that kind of traveling than it would be to stay at one of the Boardwalk or the Yacht and Beach Club, because getting up and down them hallways in a wheelchair or a motorized cart, it's a pain in the butt. Where
oh,
here
yeah.
you're staying right in front of the resort, you can bring your wheelchair right in it. There's better access if you're disabled with these two resorts than I think any other Disney resort, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, all the Disney resorts are ADA compliant and all that, but you're right, Doug. I mean, think of how busy it is, like near Cape May Cafe, when people are waiting in line to get in there, and there's a bottleneck, and people are also trying to get down to Beaches and Cream or whatever. I mean, you're right. You know, and there's kids running around, and,
yeah,
you know, it can be.
The boardwalk set up the same way with all the hallways.
Right, right, exactly. So, yeah, one of these resorts, you're going to be much, I think, much happier and less stressful. You know, just kind of taking your time and doing your own thing.
Yeah, I mean, some of the outer rooms, like at the Contemporary, like the garden rooms, I think they're more handicap accessible than what the inside the tower is.
Right, right. Yeah, probably.
Just things like that in the Polynesian longhouses, they're not bad because you enter outside a little bit more. Am I wrong?
No, absolutely.
But, yeah, as far as, like, over at Saratoga, if you're handicapped or something like that, I think it's so many. Because you don't have a bunch of people around you. Like you said, you pull up in front of your resort, you go in the room. Same thing
right.
with Old Key West.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just like anything else at Walt Disney World. There's probably no perfect panacea or whatever you want to say, however you want to say it. But each resort has strengths and weaknesses.
And
you know,
all beautiful.
For those. Yeah, and for those that say they're too big and expansive, well, we just mentioned some you know, things that may make it a place where you would want to stay for different reasons. So that's why they make vanilla and chocolate, right? There's something for everyone.
Absolutely. Like, you know, my mother-in-law, with all my father-in-law being elderly and stuff like that, it would be a lot easier for me to pull up right in front of Saratoga Spring, I mean, or Old Key West than it was. Because mm-hmm. even some of the Riverside rooms, even though I'm a Riverside nut, I had to make sure certain buildings don't have elevators. So you got to make sure you get one with if you're handicapped.
Right.
Or make
right.
sure you're on the first floor. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, absolutely.
And even them, if you've walked around Riverside buildings, the way they go in and out as you're walking along the building, that ain't easy to get around.
No.
Just walking.
No, you're right. And a lot of the sidewalks are, you know, not necessarily flat. I mean, they do a pretty good job at it, but some of them wind. And
yeah.
as I can attest to, some of the sharp edges off the edge of the sidewalk
yeah, fall down
drop off quite a bit. Yeah. So, you know, there's those issues, too. And you got to watch where you're walking because it's, you know, it's not a perfect surface all the time.
Absolutely, but that's one of the things I will say. Like, if you're going around in a chair or whatever, one of the things at Riverside along, if you're walking the building along, not the sidewalks outside the building, but
right.
as you walk along the buildings, especially on some of those first floors, the way it winds in and out where all the rooms are, especially with the vegetation and stuff like that, it
right.
seems a little claustrophobic, don't it?
Yeah, a little bit, and I had my cart for the second half of the trip last time over at Port Orleans Riverside, and you know, inevitably I'd get that thing going a little too fast for my own good, and somebody comes out of their room or something, and boom, you know.
Exactly.
Not that I hit anybody, but I mean, you got to watch what you're doing, because it is congested, and you know, you got to be careful.
Yeah, and like we said, at the Key West and stuff, you got more of direct entry in a lot of them rooms.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, hope I enjoyed doing this. Saratoga Springs, Old Key West, two of our favorite resorts. I know you love them, Dan. You stayed multiple times. I hope you guys enjoyed this review of the restaurants and the resorts, and we will talk to you guys real soon. I had a lot of fun. Please go over and continue to give our iTunes reviews. We really appreciate them. You guys have been great to us lately, and we really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's been awesome to see the review number going up, and we're moving up in the not in the polls, but in the
search engine.
Yeah, so that's all good stuff, and it's thanks to you listeners that have taken the time to write a review, and for those who haven't, if you could do that for us, Doug and I would really appreciate it.
And we're going to continue with the draft, and we're having fun, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and you guys all have a great week.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Dan's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. This show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact the Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.